Okay, let's move on. And we seem to be talking a lot about the stresses of the time of the year. And that kind of brings me neatly on to my next guest. Her name is Claire Kingston. Claire is from Killorglin. And Claire is a life coach. I know there's a longer title than just life coach, Claire, but we'll come to that in a minute. But Claire is here to talk to us a little bit about people getting burnt out with all the people pleasing that goes on this time of the year. And she's going to try and help us all to maybe set a few boundaries and not be completely stressed out in the run-up to Christmas. Anyway, Claire, welcome, first of all.
Thank you so much for having me on, Deirdre.
My pleasure. You were a teacher. You're now a life coach.
Yes.
And like, I presume this is the time of the year, as you said, when you'd be on call a fair bit with people.
100%. And I suppose it is a very busy time of year, and people are working long hours and they're working very close up to Christmas, and people are tired. So protecting their energy over Christmas becomes all the more important, so that they're seeing after their own needs first, and then they can be the best version of themselves for everyone else. And I suppose that's where the boundaries come in. And setting of boundaries, some people would feel very guilty. They doubt themselves, they question themselves, am I doing the right thing, am I not doing the right thing? They say, oh, is it disrespectful? And I suppose my attitude would be, and from where I come from as a life coach, would be that they protect themselves first, and then they can be the best version for everyone else. And by doing that, they have more energy, they're calmer, they don't feel guilty, there isn't any resentment. Sometimes resentment can come in because they can overgive and overextend. And Christmas, because there is no routine kind of goes out the window, boundaries can be blurred as a result.
Can you give me an example of that?
So it could be being pulled and, you know, from, you know, both sides of the family, and you need to do this, you need to do that. And I suppose if you set up your thoughts or your decisions beforehand, and they can easily be planned and made out beforehand, and have simple sentences to actually be able to say, I can't do that right now, that doesn't suit me, and keeping them short, simple, concise statements would be more powerful.
Do we have a tendency, and I think women, and maybe Irish women, to not be able to say no to people and to take all this stress on top of ourselves, and then we're running around like headless chickens?
We definitely do. And that's where, if we're clear on our boundaries beforehand, it just makes it everything easier. And they don't feel that guilt afterwards. They don't feel the pressure to please. They don't feel the pressure to do this, to go to so-and-so's house, to be able to be everything for everyone else. But their own well-being would come at a high price.
Yeah, and of course, there's like family dynamics are difficult. And you mentioned there you might have a mom and a dad, and you know, there's his family, there's her family, there's the cousins, and you're trying to get around to everybody.
And then sometimes people are coming from far away at this time of the year, and there's a bigger expectation for us to show up.
Yeah.
So and I suppose this is the key here, you know, boundaries aren't about being rude or about shutting people out or, you know, causing conflict, or, you know, boundaries would be firstly self-respect. They would offer clarity. So there's no room for, you know, but maybe you might, maybe you will. You know, they're just very, very clear statements. And as I say, setting them up beforehand and preparing yourself beforehand just allows you to be able to make that decision and say, okay, I'm going to decide to say this instead of being so tired. They might even remember from last Christmas situations and times when they were really tired. So they can actually say, okay, this year I'm going to go to so-and-so's house for 1 hour. And that's enough for me. So,
let's pick and I'm pulling this scenario off the top of my head. Let's say you have in-laws and they expect you to drive to their house, which is in another county on St. Stephen's Day, and you know you'll be wrecked.
Yes.
That's a scenario now where you just don't want to get into the car and drive on St. Stephen's Day to Donegal or wherever.
I'm just saying a very, very simple statement, that doesn't suit me. But I'll be able to go tomorrow. And sometimes, using if and then statements is a great way. If I go tomorrow now, I won't be able to actually do anything the following day. So if and then statements would be a very, very good way of actually setting a boundary. So another example would be using I statements. They're calm, they're not aggressive in any way, and they would give you the control.
What's an I statement? Give me an example.
So an I statement, I can't do this right now. Very, very simple, okay? And I suppose the key there would be not to over-explain, because over-explaining, means that there's room for negotiation and it becomes a weaker boundary as a result. So that would be the most important thing, having your statements very, very short, very clear, where there isn't any room for negotiation.
So let's stay with the fictitious in-laws in Donegal. Yes. By the way, I don't have any relations in Donegal. So you're on the phone to your mother-in-law in Donegal, and she's like, but you always come up on St. Stephen's Day. So don't go into a big rigmarole about, well, I'd love to go now only for the fact that I'm really tired and little Saoirse is feeling sick, and we've a lot of washing up to do. We might go to the Christmas swim, you're saying don't go into a rigmarole.
And sweet, and the over-explaining undoes it. So very short and sweet. I won't be able to do that. I need to keep things simple this year. I, need some quiet time. I'll come for an hour, but I'll be going at 9 p.m.
Be very clear.
Very, very clear. As I say, there's no room for negotiation. And I suppose this is where boundaries are, they're never fixed. They're live, really. So you change them according to your own energy, whether you're tired or whether you're actually feeling absolutely brilliant. You could actually say, okay, I'll actually go for 2 hours. But also, I suppose you need to remember that so energy, needs and life, if they change, then your boundaries need to change with that. So boundaries are live. They can never be fixed. You can never set them today and say, that'll do me now for the rest of my life.
Yeah, so they're always changing.
They are always constantly changing.
But you have to have boundaries.
You have to have boundaries.
What about a scenario whereby somebody, and I'm sticking with the Christmas theme, Claire, where somebody expects a member of the family to have everyone around for Christmas dinner, that type of thing?
And that's where, you can say, if I'm hosting Christmas dinner this year, I'd prefer to keep it small. Very simple. You're full stop. So you get to decide. And I suppose the other thing I would say is that you're not telling people your boundaries. So if you get a phone call late at night and you answer the phone and you tell them it's really late, their behaviour isn't going to change. So instead, by not answering the phone, it sends the clear message that that's a boundary of mine. So we do need to, and I suppose I would be very conscious that people are tired at this time of year. And when they're tired, it's all the more reason to actually protect themselves and protect their own energy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, Claire, we're going to take a short break, but we've more to talk to you about. And if anyone wants to ask Claire anything, maybe you have a family dilemma over Christmas and you could do with some help as to how to negotiate it, let us know. You can text in on 083 300 3300, and we'll have more from Claire after these.
What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now we're talking to Killorglin-based life coach Claire Kingston about some of the problems that can arise over the holidays and the need to create boundaries. which we touched on before the break. Claire, how do you know that you need to create boundaries?
Okay. This is a brilliant question, Deirdre. Firstly, if you feel drained after talking to someone, that is a real sign that you need to have a boundary. Okay, and setting a boundary around that person. And I suppose, particularly if you're feeling exhausted and if you feel absolutely drained and very, you know, feel like you want to go to bed almost.
Like they suck the life out of you.
Exactly. And another one would be saying yes when you mean no, but you feel guilty afterwards. You have this conversation in your head afterwards. Why did I do that? Why did I say yes? So if you have these boundaries set up in advance, you're not going to have that overthinking, that, you know, questioning yourself and, you know, that annoyance with yourself. Okay. And, you know, sometimes resentment can come in. And that's often a sign that you're overgiving of your time, your energy, you're overextending. So, again, you think about, and I think the best questions to ask yourself would be, do I want to do this? Does this suit me? You know, they're great questions to ask. And sometimes, you know, when you're put on the spur of the moment, it's okay to say, can you leave that with me? You know, I'll get back to you. Is that okay? And a lot of the time, it gives you time to think. It gives you, so you don't need to have the instant response. Okay. And that would be particularly beneficial to those people that actually say yes when they want to say no. So they're not going to have that, you know, almost as if they're kicking themselves afterwards, that conversation afterwards where they're annoyed with themselves. Why did I do that? Why did I say yes?
Mm. Okay. Give us a few tips for creating boundaries.
Now, tips are, these are my favourites. So the first one I would say, and I said this before the break, would be the I statements. Okay. And the I statements, they're just calm. They are clear and they're non-aggressive, okay? And as I would have said earlier, you know, boundaries aren't about causing conflict, or they're not about, you know, causing havoc or anything like that. So the I statements, and keeping those statements very simple and clear. I won't be able to do that. I need some quiet time, or I need some time for me. So it reduces defensiveness and it keeps the conversation calm. But it also at the same time shows self-respect. And when you are seen to have self-respect, dynamics change. They kind of say, oh, God,
she's no pushover.
Exactly. And I suppose, you know, people respect that. And often people that don't respect it would be the people that would have benefited when you didn't have boundaries.
Okay.
Okay, so that's another angle to look at it. And I suppose another tip in terms of boundaries would be, you know, they're not about controlling people. They're about you making decisions for you. And the other thing I would say is you're not telling people your boundaries. You know, I don't like when you do this, or you're showing them. Okay, and I gave the example earlier on of the phone call. You know, if you get a phone call late at night, you know, by not answering it, you're showing your boundary. Okay. I suppose you make the decision about what suits you. So it's your action is what matters. And that stops by you making that decision and you having the autonomy of making that decision. It just stops the resentment afterwards. It stops that overthinking brain afterwards where you're kicking yourself and saying, why did I say that? Why did I say yes? So you are acting. And again, avoiding the long explanations would be absolutely key, because sometimes we can undo.
A short statement and an I statement.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, why do we not say no, though, to things? I mean, an awful lot of the time, women in particular, we agree to do things that we don't really want to do. and we're afraid to say no. And is that an Irish guilt thing, or what is it?
I think it is. I think as women, we put ourselves under an awful lot of pressure. And I suppose times are changing, where women are recognising that they need to put time into themselves. And by doing that, and I suppose it could be a simple thing like going to bed for half an hour, or just not even going to sleep, but closing your eyes for 10, 15 minutes. But by doing that and by putting time into ourselves, it allows us to be the best version of ourselves for everybody else. So you're not going to overreact. You just have that calmness about you.
You're not going to be snapping at people.
Exactly. No matter what life throws at you, you can actually deal with it. In a very calm way.
You've loads of very common sense advice there. But before we run out of time, Claire, I'm just anxious for people to know, like, where you're based in Killarney.
In Killarney.
Do you see people one-to-one?
I do. I see people one-to-one, and I do programmes. Generally, the programmes are adapted to the participants and the organisation involved. So I work with women mainly, because that's where my experience lies. And I work with women who are post illness, post abusive relationships, post trauma, post burnout, or simply when life has just knocked them down. And, you know, that, which I suppose when I started doing this, I never realised what a huge market there is out there for this, where women are feeling guilty for taking time out for themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They don't trust themselves in their decisions. And I suppose I have learned through posting on social media that I give my followers autonomy an opinion on what, they to tell me on areas that they're having difficulty with. And in turn, I would actually post content about that area.
Okay. And speaking of social media, how can people find you on social media?
So if people search on Instagram, Facebook or TikTok, Claire Kingston, or my page is called Limitless Life Coaching.
Limitless Life Coaching. Okay. By coincidence, we were talking yesterday about people who change careers and who went from one career kind of to follow their heart to something else. So you were a teacher.
I was a teacher.
You're now doing this and you seem to be completely loving it.
I absolutely love it. And I suppose in my programs, when I get to see the transformation in the participants, it actually brings, I'm putting my hand to my heart for listeners to know what I'm doing. But it just makes me feel so honoured to actually be able to witness a transformation. And it is just so transformative and so fabulous. I'm delighted.
You followed your
area.
Dream.
Yes.
Well, good for you, Claire.
And I suppose I would have lived this as well, Deirdre. You know, I lived in self-doubt for a number of years. I procrastinated about changing my job. I was afraid. I didn't believe in myself. And I didn't trust that I was capable. So I suppose
here you
I'm
are.
An example of it can be done and it's never too late to change.
Brilliant. And a great way to end the programme. Claire Kingston from Limitless Life Coaching, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Deirdre.
We'll leave Claire's number at reception if anyone wants to give her a shout. That's it from me. Bye for now, folks.